So, welcome back to Horror in Heels. I am, of course, your host, Alicia.
I'm Jen.
And today we're talking about both renditions of My Bloody Valentine, just in time for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
To our male listeners, Jen doesn't have a Valentine, so go on ahead and send her your love.
I take chocolates. Flowers.
Take chocolates.
I'm very basic when it comes to Valentine's Day because I have not had a Valentine. So I will take what I can get. Flowers, chocolates, basic stuff. I'm happy with it.
Do you love conversation hearts? I love conversation hearts.
They are eating them? No. Do I like looking at them? Yes.
Oh my God. So I love Necco wafers, which recently got canceled, or I guess discontinued is the better word. I don't know why I said canceled. It's not a TV show. And that was very sad. So now when conversation hearts come out, I stock up because you need them, people. You need them.
Are they right now?
They're not because having a little tummy trouble today.
Oh.
So I'm just drinking a lot of seltzer to kind of
settle it down.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a little too much fun food-wise yesterday with the Super Bowl.
Ironic because that game was not fun.
Well, the game wasn't fun, but life at home was fun. Our friend Brandon McNulty sent me a new book for me to read before he sends it off to his editor. So I was downloading that. And for some reason, I've been in the mood for pina coladas. So maybe it was the 3 pina coladas I downed in like an hour that probably didn't sit too well. But they were so good.
Maybe I'll make one.
And then we had like, you know, chips and etc.
Buffalo, you know, my favorite thing is buffalo wing dip.
That's very good. So good. For whatever reason, my poor husband, every time a storm was coming in on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So he went to the supermarket Saturday night and he said pickings were real slim. He's like, I got what I could. So, which I don't understand. I think it was a combo of, you know, so many people were staying home. They weren't doing large catering orders.
Yeah.
So they did more regular food shopping to get the kind of stuff you need for a party. Not a party, but just like.
Yeah, just a good gathering.
Of your household.
Yeah.
I always forget that a lot of people have more than just a 2.5 person household. Yes, I do refer to my child as half a person. Although today he wanted to eat like he was a full person. I'm like, stop, your stomach is going to hurt.
It's going to get worse when he gets older.
Yeah, but it's more like, just stop, your stomach is going to hurt. It's like, take it from your mama. She's feeling the pain today.
No, but it's going to get to a point where you're just going to be like, where is the food going? Do you have a tapeworm? My mom thought that about both of my brothers. At some point, she's like, we need to take him to the doctor. He has a tapeworm or something because he is not stopping.
So we do not do anything for Valentine's Day as far as like going out or anything because my husband's birthday is the following week. So we go out for that. And I hate going out to eat on any holiday. Doesn't matter.
I don't really like that.
To that damn price fix menu.
It's something
I really want on it. And they're like rushing you through to flip your table over.
Right.
I'd rather go on like a random Wednesday night out to eat where you feel like you own the place. They're so excited to see you.
They're like, oh, customers.
You can modify whatever you want on that menu. Right?
It's like so cliche and just not. I like creativity, even if that means like setting up a picnic in the living room and we're playing video games or ordering pizza and watching my favorite movie. I like the restaurant stuff is like, okay, that's a call in.
Well, I had clients ask, so I'm actually probably going to be at work on Sunday. So,
oh,
No, I love my job. So, I was glad I was supposed to have a client yesterday and she needed to reschedule. And I was so happy because I hate driving in the snow. I'm such a baby about it. And it came down really quick. Like, I'm so glad I didn't have to be out in it. It was like, all of a sudden, it was like light little like coming downs. And then I was like, holy, like you could not see if you were out in it. So I'm very glad I wasn't.
Yeah.
So did you do anything fun this weekend?
Oh, just watched the Super Bowl party, basically. That was it. My brothers came over and we had a dinner, and we actually ordered a steak dinner and they picked it up, and then we ate and watched the game.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
I love steak. Oh, but I'm thinking of, yeah, I think I might just get steak for Valentine's Day and make it, and maybe some twice baked potatoes.
Really nice when you order the steak dinners for takeout. Like, we were able to get dinner for each, like a steak for each. It's not that expensive either. It was from Fleming's and it was so good. But we had mashed potato sides, salads, all that.
Oh, good nice. Stuff.
Yeah.
The problem is the good steak restaurant near me is so far away that by the time I got it home, it just wouldn't be. Yeah. That's the problem. Like, but the Mexican places by me, oh, they're on point.
But Mexican food, that's funny because Mexican food you could reheat and it's still delicious.
Right, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I'm saying that's funny.
We don't have, since we're by the water, there's like some good seafood places by me. But like the two, like, well, my favorite steak place is so far away from me. It's like almost an hour. And then the other place that's near me, I don't think, like, I'd rather just drive the hour for the place I want because, first of all, it's still almost 40 minutes from me. And I feel like it's one of those places where the steak isn't that great and you're paying for the atmosphere. And I'm not a person who cares about the atmosphere.
I'm not about that. Nope.
No, I want to pay for the steak. I don't want to pay for the
food to be delicious. That's what I want.
Yeah. I'm not saying the food's bad. I'm just saying you're definitely, and they like, the drinks are like $20 a pop. I'm like, what are we paying for?
Unless the atmosphere is Chris Hemsworth sitting across from me eating with me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
an atmosphere I would pay for. That is an atmosphere I would pay for. Anything less than that, no thank you.
Yeah, so I'm just going to be working this weekend and very cute for TJ's class. I made pencil cases with all the kiddies' names on them and put some pencils and erasers because you can't give out, like, food, obviously, because of allergies and stuff. Yeah. So no candy. Besides, they're two-year-olds. I'm not giving two-year-olds candy, so I thought those would be cute. Okay. And he'll go to class on. They're having a little party on Friday when he goes to class.
Yeah.
So yeah. I had not seen either of these, had you?
I don't think I had, no.
No. Loved the 1980 version. It's just such great flashbacks. I love that the one girl, she was like, my dress is cut down to here and cut up to here. We see the dress. You could have worn that to, like, confessional with the priest. And she looked beautiful, but I was just like.
But you're like,
She's sister. Like, I was like, wow. This town proved
me. That was slutty, huh? All right.
Okay. I'm like, okay, good for you. And she looked beautiful. All the girls in town were very cool.
Mm-hmm.
I loved. I loved all the guys. I liked that there were such fabulous moments of levity interspersed between the horror. I just think where you just see the kids hanging out, being young adults, having fun. They don't even know what's happening. Like, the adults in town are trying to protect them, which in one way I think is very fun. In another way, don't love it. And now, as much as I did enjoy the 3D version.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, there was zero levity.
Oh, none.
No none levity. At all. There was no fun.
That was pure horror.
To be fair, the kills were a lot better, though.
Oh my god. We'll get there. Yes. The kills were so fun.
But I enjoy, like, Gremlins. There's so much levity in Gremlins.
Oh yeah, it's fun.
Even like Friday the 13th, there are still moments of levity where they're like at that party together. Scream, such great moments of levity. I think when you're doing a teen slasher flick, you need those because it helps when you see the kills, they hit so much worse because
you get that they were kids. Well,
also because you're taken out of it for a moment, right? Having fun with these people. You're enjoying the party. You're like, I could go for a 6-pack right now. These people look like a fun time to hang out with. And then all of a sudden, she's about to get down with her man. And now she's getting sliced and diced. I mean, listen, girl.
He laid the pipe on her.
He did. And she was so, right. He was so cute. He looked just so happy to be hers. Like when he comes back into
the
finds her. I really loved the story of the two guys fighting over that one girl. How did you feel about that?
I don't like. So which one of them left and came back? I knew they were fighting over her, but
Tom left and came back.
That was the dark-haired one, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Had always stayed.
Axel stayed. Was the one.
Yes.
What did you like about it?
What did I like about it? I like that that's real life.
Mm.
I like that that does happen. And I like when she was done with it. When she was like, assholes, I have my own fucking voice. Like, what? No.
Yeah, yeah.
I
will make the decision. This isn't you guys deciding who I'm going to be with.
Right, yes. But also, I think I just liked that it was real life, because once again, then when things are happening, like, they hit harder when things are happening.
That, speaking of levity, like that beginning scene where they're like playing the hillbilly music and everyone's like rushing to their cars and they're like trying to push each other, and then you see a little VW pickup truck. Like, I thought that was a funny, like, interesting moment in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
We're showing, like, these are townspeople and everyone knows each other and they're all, like, friends.
Right. I thought the lady who was decorating the whole town was just the cutest woman ever. I would have just loved to have a lady like that. She just had such town pride. Wait, let me get her name. Poor thing, she died pretty early. Hold on, gotta scroll down. Mabel Osborne. She was the one decorating the whole town. She had the laundromat. She was decorating the laundromat when she got.
Yes, she did.
So sick, and she was just so excited to be decorating. She was just so excited to be part of this town and part of this community that was still trying to rebuild after everything that happened.
Yeah.
I do feel like the remake did a better job with the backstory of why Tommy left. So I thought that was good. I mean, everything about this movie said beginning of the 80s, though. It was fantastic. off the 70s,
it was almost 70s-ish.
Yeah, like VW Beetle truck.
Yeah.
But god damn you, putting body parts in chocolate heart boxes.
Oh, so gross.
Horrible. Unnecessary.
And then, and then putting her in the dryer, and she, like, did it burn her? Like, what setting did he have that on? Like,
I don't know.
I don't know that that would happen to a human body. You put it in a dryer. I was like, was it just pure fire in there? Does it just singe your clothes? That was pretty intense. I was like, I had to keep rewinding it because I kept missing it because it's very fast. I would look away and then I hear the thing and then I seem going, oh God. And then I was like, damn it, I missed it. And I had to rewind it like twice.
Yeah.
It was so fast. And to the point where I was like, did they even show anything? And then when I finally saw it, I was like, oh yeah, yikes. That was rough.
I did feel very bad. I think it's so interesting how like spoiled we are by today with information. Cause she was like, sir, if we don't have the records, it's one of these three things. Like, take your pick. It'll take me weeks to find it. He's like,
yeah,
well, I need information. I need information fast. It's like, listen, for $35, I can do a complete background check on you right now and tell you everything you want. Like, it's crazy how much information is out there now.
Right now at your fingertips. Yeah,
right now. Like,
yeah.
Like, somebody wanted to know. So somebody is, she was like, I want to send a friend of mine. He's in the state troopers. He just got in. She's like, but I don't know, like, where his new department is. I'm like, well, you can just, like, ask him. He's like, she's like, but I want to send, like, a surprise. So if I ask him, it's going to seem weird. I was like, oh, well, you can just look that up. He's a government employee. She's like, what do you mean you can just look it up? I'm like, yeah, he's a government employee. Like, you can just put in that information. Like,
yeah.
She's like, no, you can't. I'm like, just give me his name. And I was like, boop, 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 boop. Yes, this is where he is.
Yeah.
This is where his department is. Like,
right. You can't work for the government and not.
I'm like, I could also get you a salary in 10 seconds if you'd like. She's like, no, you can't. I'm like, yes, once again, public employee.
Yeah.
He was like, what? That's crazy. I'm like, it's the Freedom of Information Act. We pay their salary. We have a right to know who they are, where they are, and how much they get paid. Yeah. I'm not saying it's not crazy. I'm saying it's the
law. But it's a law, so.
Those lights are wigging me out. Jen has, like, twinkle lights behind
you. Oh,
they're very pretty, but...
Wait. Do you want me to just turn them off? They have different settings. Is that better?
That's better.
Okay.
They were like on a very fast setting. I was like, are we in a club? We're always in a club. I'm in Club Toddler. hits include Elmo Rhyme Time. Super JoJo, Wheels on the Bus. okay, so how did you feel about the kills in the original one? By the way, first of all, opening kill, fantastic. Pickaxe right through the heart.
God, that the triggering tattoo, the little tattoo that triggered him, he was like, ah.
Pickaxe.
And then just, right through bam. The heart.
And yeah, I, women, if you, first of all, don't make out with someone in a mine shaft.
No,
that's
no
dumb.
And but why, also, like, don't get naked in a mine shaft. Like, you have no idea.
So dirty. So many women in this movie willing to get naked in this mine shaft.
Like, no.
No.
I'm good.
Am I just, do I need to be too clean to get naked? Like,
no, I mean, even like dirt aside, you're in a mine shaft. You have no idea what could go down. Like, you need to be ready to run and, like, you gotta be ready to go. You can't just be, oh, I was naked and had to throw my clothes back on. No.
I have to tell you that I can't even sleep naked for fear that there will be an emergency situation.
Right? Like, I need to have clothes on. I
keep slippers right by my bed, and I keep the hard sole slipper, like the type you can go outside in.
Yeah.
Clearly,
yeah.
This is never. I'm just. Listen, I was a Girl Scout. I'm prepared.
Always prepared.
Always prepared.
Couldn't get naked in a mine shaft.
No.
And that, yeah, that little tattoo was so not great. I was like, ooh, lady, you're gonna regret that one. It actually looked like the little harp from Mario Brothers that floats up the extra. I only remember that because I've been playing that on my Switch. Otherwise, I would not remember. But it definitely looked like a harp from Super Mario Brothers.
Well, my friend has the, like, hearts that are the lives.
Oh, so does mine.
And then not all of them are filled in.
Well, she's got half one that's missed. The last one is mm-hmm. halfway full. Yep.
Yeah.
That's a cute tattoo.
The pills in the new one better.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But in the old one, the pipe one had to be the most creative. I was like, ooh, because they didn't show him, like, they showed him starting to do it, and it changed.
There was a lot of good change-ups in this one that you didn't really see everything, which I do enjoy.
The cutaways. And then when it came back and he came back and saw her on the pipe, like the water coming out of her mouth.
Oh.
And that angle, like, that was like, oof. Ooh. I was like, that's pretty,
it's a rough intense. Way to go.
Yeah.
Rough way to go. Not
the pipe she was looking for.
No. Here's the thing, man. Like, he tells you, don't go into the shaft. Like, it's not safe. There's a reason we don't let people down there, like, recreationally. And he's like, and no women in the shaft. I don't know why no women. That was just their rule in 1980.
Sure, because it was dangerous and they just didn't want women down there.
Listen, I'm all about women equality. And I'm also for a law that makes it so that I stay alive. Oh, I can be behind that. I can be behind both. Honestly, women, I can be behind both.
I don't need to fight to go down into the ground.
I don't. Like,
around some things dirt that and
some of
dirt.
My female friends fight for. I'm like, you can have
We don't need that.
My girlfriends always laugh at me. They're like, I will take out the garbage, like, if Ed's like busy working and I've been like, great, I will, but I won't. I have, but like, you can't even count the amount of times on one hand. And I have to tell you, once again, the snow came. I was not a fan of it. Once again, don't know why, because I didn't have to. My car's clean and I didn't clean it. So. My poor husband. So, but I don't know why all these people want to see the mine shaft. Like,
it's dark, it's dangerous.
And now we want to see parts that have been closed off for years. There are reasons. Why too much beer was just people were not thinking.
Yeah. Yep.
That's the other thing is, like, maybe. Here's the thing. I know the guy was like, well, I'm going to continue killing people if there's any Valentine's parties. That's something the town needs to know.
Right?
Because you're going to just tell the... You're going to tell a town of teenagers.
Right.
No Valentine's dance and there better not be any parties. And you think there's not going to be any parties. Listen...
Well, no, see, and that was the other thing. They said no dances, so the kids were like, okay, we'll just have a party.
He said no party.
Well, I heard them say, well, they said no dance, so we'll just throw a party. And I was like, guys, that's the same thing.
But, listen, I have a 2.5-year-old. I told him he could have one trip. He decided to take 3. Going on that logic, I'm going to assume if I tell a bunch of 19 and 20-year-olds no parties for Valentine's Day, they're going to have a bash.
Especially without a reason. Like,
they're going to take 3 parties, okay?
Yeah. They're going to take all 3.
All the parties. You need to let a town know what's going on.
Right. It's communication. Very important.
Communication is key. Also, I feel like if you had the party, just everyone there, safety in numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So That's how I feel.
Agreed.
I did like that Tommy was like, no, I'm going down there rescuing them. Now, sure, spoiler alert, he goes down there with the fucking killer. But and how is he to know? I have to tell you, I thought the first one did a very good job. Never even remotely thought Axel was the killer.
Yeah.
Really did a great fake away with nobody knowing what had happened to the original guy, that he had been committed, and that was that.
Yeah.
I wish
that they had revealed that information before they revealed that it was Axel. Like, I wish that they had said, like, that somehow, I don't know how they could have done it, but revealed, said, oh, what's his name, died 5 years ago. And then we'd be like, oh, crap, well, then who is it? But instead, what? It was like, we already knew it was Axel, and then we got the information of he had been dead. So it kind of didn't have the same effect. I thought that would have been really cool.
Right. But,
because that reveal was like late. We're like, well, yeah, we know that. So
yeah, we're aware.
So but yeah, I didn't suspect that guy at all.
No. So I thought that was good. Overall thoughts on the first one?
It was okay. I might have to watch it a second time. It was hard for me to pay attention and concentrate the first time. I don't know, something about it. I was just like, I was like waiting for more action, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what it was.
The thing is they really set it up with such a great opening kill.
Yeah.
And then it slowed down, which was a little bit okay.
Right. The old man dying was kind of funny when he kept opening the door and cracking himself up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we saw that coming though. I'm like,
well, yeah, oh yeah, totally.
Yeah.
But the way he was cracking himself up, I was like, oh sir, too bad you're about to die.
Well, once again, too much beer.
But overall, what did you think of it?
I liked it. And just like in pretty much every movie that has a crazy guy telling you not to go there. Okay? So,
yeah.
Listen to the crazy guy in town.
Always, always. The harbinger. Is that what they call him? The harbinger? The guy that's
Every time there's a crazy guy, I don't care how crazy he sounds, he's always right.
Every single time.
He's
old and he's been there forever and he knows what the hell he's talking about.
In the original Friday the 13th, he says, don't go back to that camp. They should have never reopened it. Guess what? He was right.
They always are.
Yeah.
That was the care. I love that character in Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah.
The old man. And they set him up there to be that kid. That movie is so great. I love that movie so much. It's a love letter to horror fans. If you've not seen Cabin in the Woods, see it, especially if you're a horror fan, because it's basically a love letter to horror movie fans, because it answers all the tropes. It's so fun, and it's just a great movie. It's one of my favorite movies. But yes, the harbinger, the guy that gives the warning, or old lady. Sometimes it's an old lady. If they're old and they say don't. It's easy. You'll live longer.
So now we pivot to the
fast forward
to the 3D version.
2009. No, I was gonna say, and those 3D shots, man.
Wow. Because I looked at it for a second. I was like, yes, it was originally in 3D. He was like walking by and looking at the screen. He just came out of the office to get some water. I'm like, yeah, no, it was originally in 3D. He's like, oh, that explains so much. I'm like, yeah,
those shots. I love a good cheesy 3D shot. It's amazing.
Nauseous watching 3D movies. The feeling that it's coming at me, I can't handle it. So I don't watch them in 3D, which is sometimes even funnier for me than when I'm watching them not in 3D, because you can really see it and you're like, oh.
Yeah. Sorry, Jason. Yeah,
my motion sickness has gotten worse as I've aged. So
doesn't everything get worse as you age?
It's all downhill, people.
It's really unfair. But yeah, so, sorry. Starring Jensen Ackles.
Yes. And this is a movie in which, at least me personally, can say that I was very prejudiced. And I think they picked the perfect person, because by the time this came out, Jensen Ackles was already so well known as Dean.
Ackles, yeah.
So well known as the good guy. as the one who will protect you, as the one who will save you. I never saw the twist
coming. Even watching it today, I was like, of course Jensen Ackles isn't going to be the bad guy. I was like,
like, of course you can trust him. That's Dean. You can always trust Dean.
And then they switched it up. Because Axel in the original was a bad guy, so they just switched it up on us, which I thought was awesome. And Kara Smith, who plays Axel, is always the bad guy. He's a bad guy in Final Destination. He wasn't a bad guy, but he was not likable in Final Destination. He was like the jerky.
He's so likable in Dawson's.
Oh, see, I didn't watch Dawson's.
I gotta be honest, very unlikable. He plays somebody in Riverdale now. Not likable, yeah, and currently
gotta catch up on that. Dang it.
Plays somebody on The Resident, not often, and he's not super likable, which leads me to believe that Kerr Smith in real life is super likable.
I'm
scared that the most unlikable
people
are like the best in real life. So yeah,
I love that.
Although Jensen Ackles, who is always likable on screen, is also very likable in real life. So just want to say that. Just
throwing that out there. The beginning, I like the beginning, the news clips, and how it kind of went through the story during the intro, during the credits. I like how it speeds up the story. And you don't have to sit there and have cheesy exposition dialogue from characters.
Yes.
That's always like awkward. I'm like, why are they saying this to this person now? Like, they say it like the whole story, and you're like, we're obviously talking to us, the audience. So I love the exposition of news clippings of just taking us through the actual story. That hospital scene was gruesome. I was like, I picked the wrong time to eat.
Oh yeah, as did I. I was like,
and I don't even get grossed out that easily, but man, that hospital scene was gruesome.
Stop sending people body parts.
Yeah.
Every time it happens on Criminal Minds too, I go, I swear to God, if I get a body part in a box. And I feel like it's just going to happen to me one day because I've watched way too many things with it.
If I send you a chocolate dick?
Caramel filled? I mean, what are we talking about?
Yeah, or cream. It could be whipped cream.
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. My favorite day is the day after Valentine's Day. Get yourself a little 50% off that chocolate heart, everyone.
The Reese's hearts. Yeah, buddy. So they do that, and then the guy wakes up. What's his name again? Harry. Was that his name? Harry? Harold?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. He wakes up in the hospital, then he's let loose. Which I would have left the town. Okay, no, because then the kids are in the mine. Jensen Ackles and the two girls. And he kills all those people in the mine. And I don't understand walking in to this place, you're seeing all these dead bodies around, and you're going to be yelling for people?
Yeah.
I would have ran out very quietly.
Now, did you recognize who Sarah Palmer was? With that hair, it took me a minute.
I knew that I knew her, but I couldn't place her. And then I looked it up. I know she was in Hot Chicks, but I didn't look up much after that.
So that is Jamie King. She plays Lemon Breelin in Heart of Dixie.
Oh, I don't watch that show. What else is she in? Because I knew her from other stuff.
Gary Unmarried? Did anybody watch that?
Certainly.
Apparently, she was in Star Wars, The Clone Wars. Apparently, she did something in The OC. Oh, apparently, she was in Scream Queens 2.
Like season 2? Or you mean Scream Queens also?
I'm looking.
Oh, yeah. The first two characters killed in the movie was Jason and Michael. And they did when he called out Jason, I was like, oh Lord.
I
was like, that's not a name you want.
No. So yeah. So that's everyone.
And then him screaming that out, almost getting them killed when they snatched her and he kept his hand over her mouth.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So Irene. Oh, poor Irene. Well, she makes it through that murder.
Oh, yeah. And then she just had that
She gets out of the mine.
Then they all do. That part where he throws the pickaxe through the
window, that had to have looked great
on 3D. But I was like, why is she sitting that close to the windshield?
Yeah, I know.
Like, what is, especially if you see him throwing something, I would think your reaction would be to lean back, not to be that close to where he's throwing something at you.
Now we fast forward to a porno in a, well, Jensen comes, now we're 10 years have passed.
Yes, which I would have left the town. Yeah. I'm not staying here.
But no, Sarah and Axel decide, let's have a baby in this town and get married.
Yeah.
So that's happening.
And she's like, we all supported each other and we stayed. I'm like, that's all yours, Babs. I don't understand why you stayed.
Yeah.
Apparently,
Tom is the majority shareholder on the mine. His father has died and now he is selling it off.
Yeah. Is he the shareholder or does he just own it? Is it his family's?
He says, I am the controlling shareholder.
Oh, he does. Okay, I didn't hear.
Yeah, he said, because the other guy said something about blocking him and he said, I am the controlling shareholder.
Oh, okay. I did not hear that.
Yeah. Kerr is. Okay, so Megan. Was anybody not upset when Megan got? Raise your hand. Oh, yeah. You're the worst.
She was awful. I was like, okay. Really?
And I'm going to be real honest that she really hit close to home because my ex-husband cheated on me with one of our employees.
Oh, no.
So basically, just like poor Sarah, I, too, paid for my ex-husband to strip somebody. So when she got, it was
fine.
That's fine. Like, you're sitting here lying to this woman, telling her you have an appointment. She probably thinks you're ill in some way.
Right.
To go strip her husband?
Yeah.
Then you're going to smile to her face? No, you the worst of the worst.
Not okay.
Mm-mm. Like, listen, I am fine with a woman sleeping with a married man if she is unawares, and I don't judge.
Oh, yeah, no. I don't judge,
but if you're going to behave like that, you can't also be smiling in a woman's face.
Yeah, the friends with the wife, yeah. Then that makes you...
That's poor behaviors.
That is unacceptable. Socially unacceptable.
So we find out about that, and then we also... See, poor Irene. Things are clearly not going.
She's with a married dude. It's like, is anyone in this town faithful? Although he's a trucker, so he's probably not from the town, but still.
Why did you think he was married?
He's on a wedding ring. The bald guy she was stripping at the hotel?
Oh, I missed that completely.
Yeah, they show him putting on a wedding ring, and I think it's to further us not liking him. So when he dies, we're like,
I missed that. All I saw was the camera when she's like, what's that? And he's like, for my personal collection.
Yeah. I was like, oh no.
Oh.
Oh no. And she, okay. So if you're going to a weird motel and have sex with a man that you could tell it was a shady situation. He wasn't paying for it, but you knew that it was like, not the best situation. Bring flats. Shoes. Like, I know that you're trying to be sexy, but have flat shoes.
No, my thought was, I'm going to follow this up. I think she probably worked at the club in town.
Okay.
And when
have a hoe bag. I'm just saying, don't be.
Yeah, I know you should have a bag. You're right.
Like, just. Don't be stuck with heels, because she ran out there naked and in heels.
I gotta say, even when I go to work, if I have chosen on the rare occasion to wear boots to work, which is few and far between, I throw a pair of flats in my purse. So I understand what Jen's saying. No, I'm on Team Jen.
Yeah.
The woman also was fine running out
just
butt ass naked in the cold night.
That was a weird, it was a weird move. I was like, I would have thrown a robe on or the bed sheets.
Something.
Something. Like, just because you're, for the cold alone.
Cold, yeah, didn't you have a coat?
Like I said, there were bed sheets there. His death was rough, though. Just the pickaxe, just straight to the dome.
He earned it.
No, he did. Earned it.
You're an adulterer, and you're making porn that people... Once again, if everybody's consenting to the porn being made, nothing wrong with the porn.
Right.
You cannot make what is clearly could end up in... There's a reason revenge porn is a very serious crime now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if that person's not agreeing to that, that's... Ooh, I can't even imagine. That's why I don't trust people.
Don't
the
try.
One thing that did... the one thing that did bother me with the, his kill was when the pickaxe goes in, his skin is... It's up. So you could tell. So I'm like, the skin wouldn't be up. It would be down because he got his head. I noticed that kind of stuff. So that's why I should work in continuity.
I'm trying to think. But wouldn't, when you split the skin, mm-hmm. wasn't it just basically the skin being split on either side of the pickaxe?
But it would still be caved in, wouldn't it? But it was like a bump. It was like a bump like this, and then the pick. If you if you watch it again, you'll see. But like I said, I could be wrong. But it just, I was like, why is it up? It should be down. If he got pickaxed in the head.
Hmm. If anybody has any thoughts about this, please reach out on our Twitter. If you've ever pickaxed anybody in the head and would like to comment on that. See, that's the I guess that's the question. Would skin react the same as, say, because when you pickaxe concrete, everything falls outward against the axe.
That is true.
So would your skin react the same way? That's the question we need answered. If anybody has the answer to that question... Please feel free
to answer.
To answer us. Thank you. Love that kill. Thought it looked fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and then she runs. Oh, and I love the lady that was the manager hotel. At the hotel.
Bitch, you've lost your dog 4 times already in the past 10 minutes. Jesus Christ. Get the thing a leash.
Right?
Or it really does seem like this happened. I mean, okay, I was a little egregious with the 4 times. It was 2. But still, Jensen ankles is up. Jensen's up here catching it. You clearly lose it a lot because you've got a whole speech prepared for this dog about how mommy's very sad, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Get your puppy a leash. Ugh.
And then she runs under the bed. And she's quiet. The guy walks in. I would have hid right behind the door and then just ran out when he shut the door. I don't know. I couldn't just sit there while he's walking around. I'd be like, I can't. I got to be moving. I got to be on the move. And then when he goes in the closet and then the manager woman comes in, since she knew he was in the closet, I would have ran from under the bed, grabbed the woman and been like, we need to go. And then he'd have to chase us. Like, you're not just going to get me.
Right.
You're not just going to get me from under the bed. That's just not happening. I was so mad at her. I was like, you know he's in the closet. He's in the closet. Just grab her and go.
And the other thing that's annoying about this woman is you've survived him once before. So you know how to not get got. So let's not get got again. Like, so annoying. Well, that's just it. You know what? Just like in Final Destination, Death was done with her eluding him.
It was her time to go. That shit was so stupid, though. I can't believe she picked up the bed and then just put it in front of her. I was like, what are you doing right now? You're making a little cage for yourself? And then let's not stand again.
Like he's a shark in a cage.
And then once again, let's not stand back as far away from it as we can. Let's hold on to the grate.
Right.
And yell at him and ask him why he's doing... I don't give a shit why you're doing this. I really couldn't care less. I don't... I just want it to not happen. But yeah, she kept holding on to the grate and like standing right there. There's no way. It was a stupid death. It was a stupid death for her. She could have done better.
I felt so bad for the little.
I know. Oh, she got rocked.
Yeah, and especially because she was just wrong place, wrong time. He didn't want her, but he just needed to.
And again, she could have been saved if the girl just ran out and said, don't go to the closet, we need to book it. She didn't have to stop to tell the lady, because if the lady had gone by our mantra of, if someone's running, you just run.
But, and let's all be fair, that the lady playing the keeper was diminutive in size. You could have just picked her up and ran.
That's why I said the first time. I said pick her up and grab her.
Like, let's go.
Not she got me. Lifted up into the ceiling. I was like, oh, that was rough.
That was a sad one.
Good thing that her dog was not there, though.
Yeah, well, you know how I feel about that. Then...
So then we find, oh, and Jensen Ackles had already passed by her room and stopped off in the window. Which I thought that was a good little touch to show him backing up and looking into the window. Because then when it comes up here, you're like, yeah, he did that. It wasn't like a cheat. We definitely saw him go back to look.
And then, I'm sorry, but if you think... I gotta be honest, because it was really so good, but I really thought it was Axel. Like, oof, okay, well, you're killing off your new baby, Mana. That's pretty smart. Like, okay, kill, like, two other people in town first. Okay, brilliant.
Make it look like it's a spree,
we're just gonna get her, and, like, but then, I don't know, once they went into his own house, I didn't think it was him anymore because, but I also didn't think it was Tom.
Yeah.
I just didn't think it was
either. Because I had it's Jensen Ackles in my head and I'm like, they're not going to make him he's a sweetheart, right? He's a teen heartthrob. Like he's not going to be a bad guy, but he does the crazy switch very, very well. What was I gonna say? Oh, Megan. Oh, when she's like, "Oh, you already got me something for Valentine's Day. I'm pregnant. Like it's this precious, great moment."
Yeah.
Like, what about this makes you think he's going to be happy? Like
then wondering how Sarah and him get together. Like, ooh, maybe if I can push her back towards Tom, I can have Axel all for myself. Bitch, get out of here.
Yeah.
You deserve to get got.
Yeah, she really did. Especially walking around the store, knowing it's closed and no one's supposed to be in there, and knowing there's a murderer in town.
Yeah.
And you hear a noise in the market.
They have
a lot more
information than the people in movie one. And
right, like your husband's a sheriff. He's told you there's a killer around. He even suspects the guy who knows where you work.
Yeah.
And you hear a noise, and you go, "Oh, we're closed." No, we don't. No, we don't do that. We immediately find an exit. We immediately quietly find an exit.
But also, Axel, you're a bad policeman and a bad husband. Because I have to tell you, listen, I've watched Criminal Minds. Every time somebody on the team is targeted, everybody gets a protective detail. You know that this guy is targeting people who were connected to the mine in some way.
Right.
Get a protective detail on your wife. I'm not saying because she's your wife. I'm saying anybody in town that was connected to that, just get a protective detail on it. You had enough people. That room was lousy with cops for a four-corner town. Like, you're fine.
Right.
Post the black man outside and, like, call it a day.
Dude,
please post the cast's token black man. I loved it. 2009, we had one.
But did he? Oh, and he lived, didn't he? Or did he die?
Oh, yeah, he lived. He's fine.
Oh, see? That's awesome. There you go.
He's doing well.
That's great.
Yeah, because he answered when they were like, where is Tom? And he was the one who said,
Tom, that's right.
Dead.
Right. That's right.
Tom was not dead. I really think they were hoping to make a a part two? I don't know.
Oh, probably. Well, I mean, he lived in the first one. That was actually the 1980s, the ending. That was kind of creepy.
That was like, very
watching
creepy.
Him run away. I think that was it. They were just, it was supposed to be the ending from the first one.
Yeah, but.
Oh, and then they got, what is his name? The actor, Kevin Teague. I don't know how you say his last name, but he does not age. He's in Roadhouse in like the 80s, and he looks exactly the same. The guy who invited him in for a drink and told him he shouldn't sell the place.
Oh, yeah.
The guy with the pickaxe in the eyeball. Ooh, that was, he was like, shit. Yeah, and I knew it was coming, and I had to look away. I was like, no, I can't do it. Oh, also back to the bald guy, the adulterer guy that was with what's her face. He had no ass. Yeah, he had no ass. I was very sad about that. I was like, he could have gotten somebody with like a muscular ass. That would have been nice.
As much as I wouldn't have wanted him to play somebody like this just for shits and giggles, Jared Padalecki. Just to like. Funny,
that
like
actually been interesting.
That would have just been funny just for the humor, but
the inside joke, that would have been cool.
Yeah, but I would not have wanted him to play. I think if J-Pad ever played a bad guy, my heart would just
that would
break
too much. Jensen's okay,
not really, but I've seen it now, so
now you're it's you've already gotten it out of your system or into your system, I guess.
Yeah, well, also, I'm preparing myself because they haven't said what his role will be yet, but J-Pad will be in season 3 of The Boys. Do you watch The Boys at all?
Oh, yeah, I'm still in season 2, but yes. That show is so heavy.
Yeah, it's a lot for me. I'm still
It's heavy. I can't, like, I gotta get in the mood. Yeah.
But I do enjoy it. But, as you know, half the squad is good, half the squad is evil, like, yeah. So I don't know which side I'm really. They make Jensen a bad guy.
Alicia's coming after you, Amazon. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Well, if you could just bring back The Marvelous Miss Maisel. What is Tate?
Oh, my God. I love that show so much.
Jesus Christ almighty. Oh, I need my Tony Shalhoub, everybody.
Oh, I love him.
Loved
him. He's great. Oh, and then the sheriff, like. When they go to the bar, when Jensen Ackles goes to the bar and they all want to fight him for selling the mine. And then the sheriff is like, I saved your life twice. And I'm like, you're the sheriff. Like,
yeah.
Why are you saying it like you did him a favor? Like, that's kind of your job. Especially the first time, like, he was a kid that was almost murdered. Why are you saying it like you did him some huge favor?
Right.
I saved your life twice. Okay, sheriff. Well, congratulations. And then that first when Jensen Ackles goes down into the mine and he sees it's himself, but he sees the killer killing the guy that went down there with him.
Yeah.
The body is missing at one point. And I was trying to look, but like he stabs him and then it goes back to Jensen Ackles and then it looks back at the killer and there's no body down there. And I was trying to figure out what was happening.
Continuity error. I guarantee.
I'm glad that they went back though to explain how that all that, because I was like, if he's trapped in the cage, there's no way he could have been the killer.
Yeah.
That was the death we skipped over. That was another good kill in the movie. Going back to the beginning. The shovel to the face.
Oh yeah. That was good.
And then it like slid onto the shovel. Oh. I was like, ooh, that was. Because first it was just in her mouth, and then he did that final dig and just split the body.
Okay, so I just have to say that I've been looking at new pictures of the cast and crew. Jensen, you handsome devil, you have not aged at all. It's ridiculous. What fountain of youth? Jeez Louise. Because, listen, Kerr Smith, still very handsome, but like...
But he's got that gray, that pepper... He
looks great, but I'm just saying I can tell that 10 years has passed since Jensen, same as yesterday, okay? Yeah. So that's all I'm going to say about that. And also, the girl who played Irene, in her IMDb picture, she is in just a bra, which I don't understand.
So. Why would you make that your photo?
I mean, she looks fantastic, so good for her.
I don't remember how the female...
Oh, it's the first R-rated film projected in Real D technology.
Oh, there you go. Oh, and I just made the connection of he kills that housekeeper in the dryer. He puts her in the dryer.
Yeah.
That was the homage to the first one. I totally didn't make the connection the first time I was watching it. Oh, and then the pickaxe up in the head for the sheriff. Not sheriff. How many? Because they were all cops. Who was the actual sheriff?
Kerr is the actual sheriff.
Kerr is the actual sheriff. Axel, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The other sheriff, I think, was retired at this point.
Gotcha. Well, he died hard with that pickaxe up in his chin. And then he just ripped his lower jaw off.
Yeah. Oh, so Frank the trucker, the adulterer, is actually played by Tom Farmer, who is the screenwriter.
Oh, I'm sorry, Todd.
Sorry, Todd. That explains a lot about your butt. You're sitting down writing killer
You've
content.
Got a screenwriter's ass. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's flat from all the sitting and typing, but that's okay. You're still very handsome, though.
Yeah.
But if you're going to do an ass shot, just get someone that has a nice ass.
So interestingly, never realized this, Jensen apparently was on Dawson's Creek at some point.
Who was? Jensen. Oh, yeah, Jensen Ackles. Yeah, I did read that.
Oh, but you still don't know in what capacity?
No, because I didn't watch Dawson's Creek. But it's interesting. Yeah, he and J-Ped were both in remakes.
Right. Well,
House of Wax. Yeah.
Yeah.
Friday the 13th and My Bloody Valentine.
Yeah.
It was big to put TV people in TV teens heartthrobs in movies still in the, because that was 2000s also.
Yeah. Well, what movie did we recently watch? And I was like, couldn't we have just gone down to the Riverdale lot and grab some CW lot.
Yeah, I think it was House of Wax.
House of Wax, that's what I said.
Yeah, House of Wax.
Couldn't we have just stolen some people from the CW lot? They used to do it all the time.
Yeah, like, right. Just hop on in, kids.
You'd be like, a CW show's missing its person. Oh, God. We did not like the Black Christmas 2019 remake, if you can tell people. No. If you missed that episode and you like to hear snarky Alicia and her boys from the post-credit podcast.
Yeah, it was
all
awesome.
Hating on a movie together, please.
So much hate for a movie. Oh, even
I didn't
now.
Know I could have that much hate for a movie. Listen, guys, come March, we're doing a ton of leprechauns.
Oh,
and I gotta tell you, I have no hate for them comparatively to.
So that tells you how bad a movie has to be for us to hate it that much. Yeah, so Sheriff gets the pickaxe to the chin.
Ugh, and right back up through the mouth.
Yeah, up through the mouth, and then he just yanks the jaw off.
Ugh.
That was rough. The kills in this were pretty
brutal. Couldn't imagine what those would look like in 3D.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And then
in 3D cannot have been great. Now I'm interested. Now I need to see it. Jensen in Dawson's. I just need to know who he played.
Just gotta know.
Okay. Apparently his name was CJ. That doesn't help me. Telling you, he still looks the same as he did in Dawson.
Yes, he God, does. She needs your fountain of youth, Jensen.
I really do. Okay.
Also, kudos to Sarah for being willing to.
It was just one episode.
Oh, okay.
That because I have watched.
Didn't you watch this one?
I did.
But kudos to Sarah for being willing to save Megan, knowing that she was sleeping with her husband. Or did she know?
She knew.
Yeah, at that point, yeah.
Her, she said to him, I'm not.
Yeah, later. She's like, mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
As soon as he was gone from the door, I would have started crawling back inside.
Right.
There's no way she should have died that way. Because I would have called. I'd been like, okay, pull me back in. And we can just play this game all day.
Oh, but weren't we so happy she was gone? Not only was she a horrible person, but she was also bringing nothing to the team.
At all.
At all. She's like, I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't get it.
Right? The whining and the crying. I'm like, okay. I'm going to need you to... Oh, just like the girl in the first one, in the 80s, she kept the crying girl in the red dress.
So much crying.
With the crying. And she was like, and the other girl was like, yes, you can. Sarah was like, yes, you can. Get up. Let's go.
So, to be fair, they did a good job of, okay, but to be fair to that poor girl in the red dress, she seemed to really, love and care for her guy. Like, you saw they were very happy together. She was very happy with him, as she knows, as all women do, chubby men make ex chubby men are good men. So she literally just lost what was probably her first love, because she was young.
Yeah.
Right in front of her face. Like, she was also dealing with that. Whereas this girl hasn't seen anybody get got, and she's just whining. She's seen no trauma.
Yeah.
So the girl in the red dress, also, I just found her more likable as a person. She's trying to take care of Sarah. She's trying to be a good friend to everyone. She's very nice to the boy she's with. She's just a very nice, genuine person. Every time she's encountered, she shows kindness. So, I'm sorry. I have more of a softer heart for her in that situation, only because she literally saw someone she loved die right in front of her. So, that emotion, immediately, she was on a whole different plane, as opposed to slutty McSlut fest. Let me open your legs for married men. No, get the out of here. Get got, because you're useless.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, if you're comparing them, yes.
Yeah.
However, in the situation with the red dress girl, like, I get it, it's traumatizing, but we need to put that on the back burner till we
do. I wholeheartedly agree. But I just didn't find her whiny. I felt like she was traumatically shutting down and was a very likable person, as is this girl, was just a whiny bitch who was only good for spreading her legs. So,
boom.
Megan, can you tell? I hated you. I hated you a lot. So, there's that. I wish she just wasn't even a good actress. Like,
oh, now you're attacking the...
None of it was good. She was an unnecessary character.
So then at this point, this is when Jensen Ackles gets her in the car with him, right? Now they're driving.
Yes. And Axel finds out that he has been in a mental institution for the past 6 years.
Yeah.
Begging the question, where were you the 4 years before that? But moving on.
He just left, I guess, and then broke. I don't know. But yeah, and then she finds found the little picture.
My question is, when did Tom have time to plant all those candy hearts?
Yeah.
Yeah, when did he have time to plant that? Got some questions.
Where did he go buy all of them? And then she ends up getting out of the truck and running to that abandoned cabin or whatever it was.
Abandoned. It's her husband's cabin.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's where he was fucking Megan.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, so when I watched it, I didn't think he planted it. So, because I obviously missed the part where it was the same place that was his cabin. I thought that that was where he was staying.
Where Tom was staying.
Yeah.
No.
So you don't think that maybe, because you said he planted, so he did plant that stuff there to make it look like he did it. Okay.
And the photo. He planted all of it.
Okay.
But I have questions about the timeline. Where did he get the time? He's been over here axing people left and right. Now we got time to be driving back and forth to out-of-the-way cabins, buying candy boxes, hiding them.
Yep. Chewing on the chocolates, putting them in, setting now, up the
clearly
box.
Clearly he stole the pitcher when he was in the house killing the maid.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So that's when that happened.
That makes sense. Because I was wondering about
that. When did he have the time to get to the cabin, put all those in,
then set them up nicely so that they would fall?
Then get back out to town. I got questions about the timeline of this, but okay.
Yeah.
We'll move on from that.
Then they get to the mine. And then what? She turned Jensen, and then how does she end up turning? Oh, because Axel finds her, right? And she's thinking it's him.
Right.
And she's got the gun on him, and then Tom comes, and he's like, it's him, it's him. When Axel said, shoot us both, I was like, damn it. I was like, it's not him. I was like, because the killer would say that.
Yeah.
And as soon as Jensen Ackles kept saying, that's crazy, don't do that, I was like, he's the bad guy. I mean, it's obviously, it was getting to that point anyways. So it wasn't like, I came up with who the killer was so early. But as soon as he said that, I was like, wow, only someone who was not the killer would say, shoot both of us.
But at that moment, I still, when he was like, no, it's crazy, don't do that, I'm like, yeah, don't do that because you're going to run out of bullets and then be stuck down here with the real killer. I really thought it was one of the other I thought, so this was my theory. This was my working theory. I thought it was one of the other shareholders. So obviously not the one who got the axe through his eye. He must have been one of the other majority people if they were having that conversation.
Yeah.
But I thought it was one of the other townsfolks that didn't want the mine to close. So they were
that would have been good.
And I thought, I honestly didn't see Jensen making it out.
Yeah. No, but you're right. I forgot about that.
And I thought they were going to try to pin it on Axel so that, so now Axel will be in jail, Jensen will be dead, and the mine will remain open.
Yeah.
That was I really thought there was a whole nother killer until the very end.
But now that you said that, I did think that for a second when it was the both of them, I was like, oh no, the killer is going to come. It's neither one of them, because I thought that would be a good twist. So I did think that for a second.
I thought it was a whole other killer. And I thought that would have been great too.
Yeah.
And honestly, just because, but this was a great deviation from the original too. Mm-hmm. Oh, my other question in the original is, Tom says to the girls, we can't go save him. That's a 25 whatever drop. Like, he is done under that water. How did Axel end up in that water and not be done?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe crazy saves you.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. Well, going back to the original. So which was your favorite kill in the original versus the remake?
You mean out of both of them, which was my favorite?
Well, which was your favorite in the original, and then which was your favorite in the remake?
My favorite in the 80s was, it was the pipe one. Like, just the water coming out of her mouth.
Yeah.
And they didn't actually show her fate. They didn't show the kill, and they didn't show, like, a head-on. They just showed his reaction and the profile. Yeah. That one creeped me out. I was like, that's terrible. Like, that's rough. For the 2009, I'd have to say the shovel.
The shovel, yeah.
The shovel death. So the way it slid, then, like, once it detached and then it slid into the into the cup of the shovel, I was like, ooh, that's creepy.
Yeah.
What about you?
The original, I liked the first where just her heart goes right through the pickaxe, the original one, just because, you know, he's going to kill her, but I didn't think it was going to happen that way. So I thought that was an interesting kill. Yeah. I thought it would be coming from an overhead. And meanwhile, he just plops her down on it, which I thought was kill. Cool. And then the second one, I think I would have to agree, the shovel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or the jaw. The jaw.
Yeah. So disrespectful.
So many good kills.
Just launched his jaw off. Yeah, I would have to say, this is one that I would probably not mind owning.
Yeah.
Just to watch for fun. Because the fun kills. Yeah, and again, it was a decent twist.
Yeah,
especially in contrast to the, because it was the other way around in the first one. So you think you know that, plus Jensen Ackles, you're like, he's not going to be the killer because he's the good guy, because that character is always a good guy,
right?
The guy, the first love who comes, it happened in Freddy versus Jason.
Yeah,
the guy that came back ended up being, you know, the guy, and
right.
So I thought it was I liked it a lot, and then. If I were her, though, I would have done an injury shot. So I would have shot him in a kneecap or something. Like, you don't have to go for a kill shot. If you're not sure, just get him in the kneecaps.
Yeah.
That'll end him. And then when we see him coming up behind her, I was like, oh, crap. I was like, turn around and shoot him. I was like freaking out. And then he just kept coming, and she's like, there's nobody there. And I was like, oh, hell no.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, that's deep.
Yeah,
he just kept coming, and then she was just, neither of them were reacting to him. I was like, oh man,
yeah,
that is all in his head. And then I do appreciate them backtracking and showing how he got himself into the cage and locked it. And he did have that moment in the beginning after the bad guy got shot, when he was about to kill him, he like looked into his soul. So I'm like, was that like him taking on his personality, because it did seem like a split personality thing,
right? I don't know. Well, let's Wikipedia it. Thank you. We'll have the answer.
Because he's and I liked how Jensen turned it on a switch. Like, he turned into that guy when he said, "Are you?" He's like, "Are you in there? Are you in Tom?" And he was like, "Oh, I'm here." I was like, "Ooh." He did that kind of easily.
Yeah.
Oh, and then the last kill, where we see it from the rescue guy's point of view, and he's looking at Jensen Ackles lying in all the debris, and you see him reach for the pickaxe.
Yeah.
And he just launches a pickaxe into the guy's eye, but we're seeing it from inside the goggles, which I'm also sure was 3D, but that was kind of cool.
Yeah, it is a split personality.
Okay.
Because he digs up Warden's mind and glue and everything.
He digs up what?
Yeah.
No,
his mining gear.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, yes, it is a split personality. Yeah, and he gave himself away with Megan's murder.
Yeah, yeah. That I caught that too when he was like, the words above her head. I was like, how do you know what it said above her head?
Yeah.
You weren't there.
Yeah.
They always slip up that way.
Yep.
Sharing some information you're not supposed to have.
Like my father always says, nobody ever got in trouble from keeping their mouth shut. Just stop the talkity, talkity, talkity. Says a woman who has a podcast where all she does is talkity, talkity, talkity,
talkity. But overall, I liked it.
Liked it. It's funny because we weren't very excited for these, and I think they ended up being a lot better than either one of us expected. Totally.
I'm surprised. I never interested me to see it.
Yeah, I don't know why.
But now I'm like, definitely worth watching.
Now, next week, to keep, we watched The Shining. Now we're going to do Dr. Sleep, which is a follow-up, not a remake, obviously. It is based on the book by the same name by Stephen King. So if you haven't seen it, it is available on HBO Max for you to peruse before we do it.
Gander.
I'm very excited. You'll probably, similar to the Shining episode, hear me tell Jen all the differences.
Because it'll be a teach Jen day. It'll be a watch Jen and learn.
I love to read a book. And yeah, so that is everything. I think I would definitely watch this again. It was fun.
Oh yeah, like I said, I would even own it. Yeah. Should we start? Should we start like giving heels? Like, I give maybe it four. Out of, I give it 4 out of 5 heels.
4 out of 5 heels. Yeah.
Actually, I would say for this, I'd give it 5 out of 5 for fun. Can't like for if you're just fun. Looking for a fun movie.
I would give it 4 out of 5. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah, you're right. I take it back because 5 I would want to be actually scary, so I would say 4.
Yeah,
as far as
yeah, fun. It's
4 out of 5. Yes.
If you like very well done kills, I think the kills in this were very well done. They were very
mm-hmm,
creative. I realized how many different ways you could kill somebody with the same
one weapon.
With one weapon, I didn't realize how versatile a pickaxe was, and. Now I gotta well, say,
now,
I'm
now we more. Know. Thanks, now Tom.
Know. Thanks, Tom, for letting me know how versatile a pickaxe is.
It's the eyeball when I couldn't. I had to look away. I can't with the.
I can't do anything with eyes.
The eyeball, yeah. Oh. When he shoved his face down, I'm like, oh, I was like, nope, not looking.
I hate when that scene, and I don't remember which Saw it is. So please. But one of them is in a contraption. Like, you can tell if they move forward at all, they're going to impale. And part of yeah. what's going to get impaled is their eyes. And I'm like, nope. No, I'm out. Good. Thank you. Very much.
No, gracias. Don't be
there
cruel.
There are so many Saws.
Oh, there are. And I love them all. And I just got them all for Christmas. The Blu-ray collection. Yeah.
Nice.
I don't know why I like them. It's... poor casting, I will say, because at some point, I think it starts in Saw 3 or 4. It has to be, it might be 2. But in one of them, they cast the cop and then there's a bad guy and they look exactly alike. And I've watched it and cannot tell who's who most of the time. I'm like, which one is this? Is this the good guy or the bad guy? Like, they look so much alike. It cracks me up. It's so bad. Oh, but you had a request earlier before we started recording that you were going to make about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, please, if any of you are planning on brutally murdering me, if you could wait until I'm fully clothed, that's all I ask. I do not want to be brutally murdered naked. Please and thank you. Especially because I don't look as good as that woman. Heck, if I was as hot as her, I might run around parking lots naked all the time as well. All the time. Please let somebody see this. It's never getting better. You know what age does, okay? But I do not, and thusly.
This needs to be.
Also, I get cold very easily. Please don't hurt me while I'm cold. Come on, a little care.
That's miserable.
If you're going to brutally murder me, I've got some
just be courteous. That's all I had. Brutally murder me, but be courteous about it.
Being courteous. Could you imagine, like, you're fully naked, somebody comes in to murder you. You're like, hold on. You can do this, but could I get dressed first?
Can I just put some pants on? For the love of God, please.
I do not want the coroner to find me naked.
Or, if you insist on killing me before that, just put some clothes on me after.
Yeah, if only you can see this, that'd be fantastic. It's the whole reason I locked the bathroom before taking a shower. I refuse to get murdered psycho style, completely naked, wet, and cold.
I'm not going out the same way I came in.
Die right away. Now you're wet, you're cold, you're dying, you're in pain. It's horrible.
It's like being born again. Like, I don't need to go out the same way I came in. I'm good. I want to be clothed, warm, and preferably full of Oreos or something. I don't know. But
Well, to be fair, I'm very rarely not full of videos, so that can be it'll be fine. The second we get off this call, I'm having cookies and cream ice cream, so I'm halfway there at all time.
If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready.
Right. It was so funny. My friend, who does not eat sweets, I love her. She goes, yeah, my kids' favorite words now are cookie. I go, cookie? And she goes, yeah, well, you know, I give them cookies. I go, there's no way you give your kids cookies. She goes, I go, Vanessa, I've met you. I love you. You don't eat cookies. You're not giving your children cookies. She's like, well, you know, a graham cracker. I go, Vanessa, stop.
Stop,
I go,
it.
Graham cracker isn't a cookie. It's just in the cookie aisle because they don't know where else to put it.
She was, it's not a cracker.
I'm like, that's not a cookie. No. She's like, oh, yeah, no, they're not housing Oreos. I'm like, yeah, I knew your children weren't housing Oreos. Stop. Don't call it a cookie.
It's a sugar cracker. A graham cracker is a sugar cracker.
And she said Lorna Doones. And I go, once again, and I love them. They're right up there with a trefoil. And I'm a big fan. Not a cookie. Not a cookie. It's some cookie cracker biscuit hybrid.
Yeah.
And nobody knows what to call. So
dare call that a cookie.
Oh, but ooh, soaked in a little bit of tea. Very nice. Very nice on a cold winter day. Which Jen never experiences out in LA.
It's cold here. It gets to be like 60, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Jen just said it was 60, and I have another winter storm warning in effect starting at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning.
It is
currently 19 degrees.
No, see, I can't even fathom. I would be dead. I would be dead because I do not like cold.
Like, it's 60. It's cold. I'm like, Jen, that's why I keep my house out. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, God. If I had a thermostat in my house, it would always be warm. One day. I'm trying to think if there was anything else. No, I think that was it. Oh, and then in case you haven't seen, of course, Jensen Ackles survived. Like I said, he got the pickaxe to the rescue guy, took his outfit, and then went on his happy little way.
Yeah.
Happy little psycho way.
There you go.
Now I do want to rewatch it to see how he behaves. Like, without thinking that he's a good guy.
Oh, yeah. Like, if we could tell if we had taken that part away.
Yeah.
No, I feel like they do a good job. I really do.
Yeah. All right. So, Dr. Sleep next week.
Yeah.
Thanks, all y'all, for listening.
You can always find us everywhere. Text, tweet, call. Right. Send a carrier pigeon. Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
We did not plan that, y'all.
We didn't.
Just think alike.
Yes. And if you guys haven't seen Strip Down, Rise Up, I highly recommend it. It was very good. And if anybody's suffering with their self-image, I highly suggest giving it a watch, listening to these women's remarkable stories. I think anybody, men or women or anybody on any spectrum, could really gain something, if nothing else than to just realize that a lot of people in this world are going through things that you might never realize, because they're very good at being brave in public.
Yeah.
So kindness always wins, says the woman who just said the adulterer needed to get got. But in real life, not movie life,
always
wins. And I this is one of the best documentaries, because I watch documentaries, and some of them, especially ones I feel that deal with more feminine issues or feminine trauma sometimes feel exploitative, and this one definitely did not. It's currently on Netflix, so go ahead and give that a watch. And yeah, I'm glad that I did.
And it was directed by a female with a mostly female crew.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is probably what adds to it not feeling exploitive, because it's from a female perspective.
Yeah.
And a story she wanted to tell, and the story that the owner of the Pole Studio wanted to tell. So, yeah.
Right. So, very good. And anybody who participates in these pole dancing classes, God bless you. You've got some upper arm strength, some core strength, some leg strength. I would fall off that pole. I do not know.
You
no.
think that, but if you...
You guys are, like, flipping upside down.
Right, and I thought when they said that in class, I was like, I will never be able to do that. And then I was doing it by the end of class. Like, I can slide down, upside down. I had no idea I could even do that, ever.
God bless you. God bless you. It's not happening.
That's
okay.
Fine.
But I appreciate everybody that can do it.
I'll do it for the both of us.
Yeah, there you go. And that is all, everyone. Have a wonderful weekend. A happy Valentine's Day. Remember, Valentine's Day isn't just... Don't make yourself feel like it just has to be a day for people in a romantic relationship.
Oh.
Use it to be a day to tell anyone that you love them, that you're happy.
It's a day of love.
That you're in your life. Eat those conversation hearts. Buy yourself a full red hot if you want to. I mean, honestly, I'd wait till the next day because they're 50% off. But hey, if you're feeling like balling and paying full price, get yourself one. I just always wish they never had the nut clusters, but that's just me. I never like a nut cluster. So sad. So many nut clusters gone to waste.
Wait.
You know what? I do love a milk dud. Do you love a milk dud?
Ooh. I don't think I do. I haven't had a milk dud in forever. So I don't know. Maybe my tastes have changed.
Yeah. Maybe Halloween, you and I will have a special, if we have a Patreon by then, we can have a candy off
Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Special episode. We're not saying we'll have a Patreon by then. No. We did have one person saying they would.
We asked Chris, our buddy from Shutter Horror Friends, said he would subscribe to our Patreon. So
one,
yay! We're almost there.
Make a Patreon. We'll let you all know.
We'll just have to charge him $500 a
month. Is the exclusive content. That is all. As always, have a great weekend, and we will see you next week. Bye.